friends. This year should be a special schus rabbi and rosh yichu. Schus nechgeta batzur pchein tzvi. The bracha b'tzav chayte da bracha tzeh letzeha. And we're learning a very interesting sugya. And we're basing ourselves on very, very interesting sefer. An interesting sugya from an interesting sefer. It's called Berach Moshe. And it was written by Rav Nosson Nota Alevskia, who used to be a rabbi in East Siberia, interestingly enough. And he wrote numerous svarim, and they are published by Machon Yerushalayim. He wrote the Tshuvas Chai Olam Nota, Abrecha Kishulchan Aruch, other svarim. So he has very interesting ma'amarim here in this sefer, which I'm assuming that most of the listeners haven't learned. So we'll learn it together. It says, and then it relates to this week's parasha, Parashas Emor, that's how I got here. It says in the Gemara in Kiddushin, on Daf Dalit, on the Pasuk, Ubasish Kohen, Kisi Almano Grusha. If you have a daughter of a Kohen who's widowed or divorced, Vizera Einlan, she doesn't have seed, Visheva Bisavia Kaminurel, and she turns to her father's home like in her youth, Milechem Avia Tochel, she can eat shroom again. Vizera Einliela Zara. Zera Zara Minayin. So if she has a non-Kohen as a child, she's no longer allowed to eat Truma. So that's Zera Einla, she doesn't have seed. So not only does that child prevent her, but how about a grandchild? What about Zera Zara? So it says Zera Einla Ayainla. She doesn't have seed. Look it and see if she does. In other words, even if her Yisrael son died, check after her, because if he left seed, then this woman who came from a house of Kohanim is still going to be Aser Ba'achilas Truma. The Darshan is a very, very funny drasha. Zera Einla, when I say funny, I mean bizarre, strange, surprising. Zera Einla, Yainla. I only know Zera Kosher. How about Zera Pusel, like a mamzer? How do we know that prevents her from eating Truma? So the Gemara says, Vizera Ein La Yein La. And the Gemara uses this to prove Ravina's words, because it says in the Pasuk, V'yatza Chinam Ein Kasef. And we darshan from Ein Kasef, that Ein Kasef L'Adon Zeh, Aval yesh kesef l'adon acher. So we darshan the ein. So here also we're darshaning the ein. Zera ein la yein la. There we darshan the ein. Ein kesef l'adon ze. Aval yesh kesef l'adon acher. Which means that this girl, this Amma, when she goes out of her master's house, so the thing is that if it's her time to leave, he doesn't get any money, because it says v'imshal she lo yase lo v'yotze chinam ein kasef. V'yatza chinam is b'mei bagrus, then ein kasef is y'mei nairus. So the Gemara already is going to ask later, if she already is going out in nairus, how do you get to bagrus? But the point is that when she goes out, there's no kasef for this other, but there is kasef for another, and that's the father, that the father gets the kasef kedushin for the naira. Kopanim, that's the drashas ha-Gemara. Ein la zera kasher, zera pasal minayin, tamala zera ein la yein la. Also we have Uben Ein Lo Gabe Yibum, that even a mamzer patters his late father's wife from Yibun. Uben Ein Lo Ayein Alav, Yivamis 22. Also Bava Basra Kuftes Vav, Uben Ein Lo Gabe Nachalos, Ein li ela ben. So if he doesn't have a son, the daughter gets it. I only know a son. What about the son of a son, the daughter of a son, etc.? Tamilomar ben ein lo ayein lo. Ein alav. Look and see if there are other people who come from this ben that they should get the Yerusha. So again, we have ben ein lo ayein alav. Also sota ve'ed ein ba. There's no aid. So the Gemara says that if they're aid in Medina Sayam, the water doesn't check her. Because it says ve'ed ein ba, deleka di yadava. Nobody knows about it. But if there's somebody in Medina Sayam who knows about it, then the water doesn't check her. Daf Lamed Aleph, it says, Amar eid echad ani ra'isiya shenitma lo isa shosa. If he says, I saw she was nitmeis, she doesn't drink, she drinks nisht. And the reason is because it's ve'ed ein ba, kol eidus sheyesh ba. The only time she drinks is there's no aid at all. But if there's one aid, that's enough that she shouldn't drink. The Yerushalmi learns ve'ed ein ba. I only know an eid kasher. What about an eved? What about a shivcha? Ve'ed ein ba mikol makom. Any aid is good enough. So the Achronim already asked, the Torah Tumimah, others, how can we darshan this? When it says aid, aid means two. That's what aid is saying. Aid is saying you need two aidim. That's what the normal word aid means. Like sota and daf beis and this pasuk itself. So this pasuk is saying that there aren't two aidim. So how do we know to negate that there's also even a puzzle aid, even one aid? Normally aid means two. And here we're darshaning, no. There's not even one aid, there's not even a puzzle aid. So apparently the pshat is ve'aid ein ba'ayin aleha. You have to look, you have to be ma'ayin and see if there's any type of aid. You have to see if there's any type of zera, any type of ben, or ben ein lo, even a mamzer. Or by the bas kohen, who's divorced or widowed. Ein li el zera kosh zera posel minayin, zera ein la ein la. So you have to see, is there any zera at all? Where do we get this from? That aid turns into ayin. An ayin is not an aleph. So, how do Chazal get this drasha? Rashi says in Kiddushin, Ein kes if we darshan from the extra yud. But that's also strange. Ein is never written without a yud. Rashi says, like it says, Me'ein yivni. Me'ein yivni means that he refused. But the Ein is always without a yud. But the Ein is always with a yud. Whenever it says the word Ein, have you ever seen an Ein that's read, that's on? On is a Yiddish word. It's without. So, Me'echitesi, that we're going to darshan the yud of Ein, the extra yud. And from there we're going to get ayin. And the aleph, it's an aleph, it's not an ayin. And maybe the pshat is because it could have said in the pasuk by us, Ubas kohen tiyeh almano grusha below zera. So maybe from the arichus of a zera ein la, they're tipping us off that there's a drasha here. Ayin, you have to look and see if there's any zera, because any zera works. Maybe it's not from we're not turning the aleph into an ayin, but it's telling you have to look in and see any zera. Even though it sounds from the Gemara that the ayin is turning into ayin, because they sound alike. Zera ain la yainla. But maybe it starts from Vizera, the extra Vizera Einla. Because it could have just said Obasko Antiel Mano Ugrusha below Zera. What is it? Vizera Einla. Could have spoken in a shorter, use less words. So Vizera Einla, we darshan Ayenla. And we could be Machazik this diuk on the Maimer of Rav Levi and the Medrash Rav and Eicha Parsha Aleph Pasuk Beis. Einla Menachem Mikolo Ave, Amar Rav Levi, Kol Mokom Shenemar Einla Havila. What does this mean? It means that the lashon of Einla means a lashon of Hove. Now she doesn't have Einla Menachem, but she will have. In other words, we're not negating it in the future. In the future, it'll happen. Just right now, it hasn't happened. So Einla Menachem. Now there's no Menachem, but there will be. And that's what the pasuk says, Anochi Anochi Menachem Chem. And that's the difference, according to Chazal, between the word lo and al, and the word ein. Lo and al are complete negation, even in the future. Ein only negates in the present. So therefore, it should have said in the pasuk, "Ubas ish kohen ki tiel mana grusha below zera," because that would mean that she'll never have zera. When it says "vizera einla," you know what the mashmos is? Now she doesn't have zera, but in the future she will. Could that be pshat that if she's a pregnant woman, that now she can go back to her father's home and eat his truma? If she's pregnant. That's what the pasuk means. Leicholiot hayu uman. So therefore, Chazal were bothered. Why does it say Vizera Einla? Because again, the word Ein implies that there isn't now, but there will be in the future. So is the pasuk telling us that if in the future she's going to have children, she's allowed to go back to her father, the Kohen's house, she's going to have Yisrael children, she's allowed to go back to her father's house and eat Shruma? Can't be. So therefore, the words Vizera Einla are superfluous. It shouldn't have said Vizera Einla. Because Zera Einla isn't Shlila Muchletet. It's only Shlila Behoveh. So for Chazal Darshan, oh, Einla, Yainla. Also, like Abbe Yibum, it should have said, Ki Yeshu Achim Yachdav, Umet Echad Mehem Below Ben. When brothers are sitting together and one of them dies without a son, that means that Mama shall never have a son. What does it mean, Uben Einla? That implies that in the future he's going to have a son. For the future he's going to have a son, his wife is Chayv and Yibum, Apito. Ayu Uman. So therefore, Chazal Darshan, Ayain. Meaning, see, even if there's a mamzer here, even if there's a mamzer, that also patters from Yibam, that's the ayin. Also, uben ein lo, gabe nachlos, it should have said ish ki yamus below ben, and that would have meant shlila muchletet. What does it mean? No son at all. What does it mean, uben ein? It means he has in the present, and he doesn't have in the present, he will have in the future. So if in the future he's going to have a son, the daughter gets the Yerusha? Mapito. The daughter only gets the Yerusha if there's no son. So why does it say Oben Einlo, which implies in the future he will have a son? How can the daughter then get the Yerusha? So Medarv Zogin, that it's a drasha. It's telling you, Oben Einlo, Ayay. See if maybe this son he doesn't have, maybe he has a grandson or granddaughter. Somebody from this son. B'chein l'gabe sota. Should have said v'nistara v'hi nitmea. Below aid. And that would have meant there's no aid at all. No aid in k'sherim at all. When it says v'aid ein ba, the mashmos is that there are no aidim now, but in the future, there are going to be aidim. Right now we don't have aidim, but in the future there will be aidim. Could that be? That if in the future Edom are going to come, the Kohen Gadol erases God's holy name? We do so much that he shouldn't have to erase God's name, if you see in the Gemara. So how are we going to allow ourselves, if there, in the future there are going to be Edom, to allow to erase God's name? So it must be Ayin, and see if... Even one aid, even a puzzle aid according to the Yerushalmi. וכן על דרך שמצאנו במסכת יומא למד א' בפסוקים של פרשת אחרי מות, ופשט ורחץ ולבש, זהו דרשן, ופשט ורחץ ורחץ ולבש. זאת הוא בב מציע סמך א' מבייס, אז כספך לא עשיתן לו בנשך, ובמרפיס לא עשיתן לו אכלך, זהו דרשן, אז כספך לא עשיתן לו בנשך ובמרפיס, בנשך ובמרפיס לא עשיתן לו אכלך. ודרשן הפסק, the middle word twice, also עבוד הזרחף, לגר אשר, it helps to know שעס, לגר אשר בשרחת תתננה ואכלו ומחור לנוכרי, זהו דרשן, לגר אשר בשרחת תתננה ואכלו ומחור, תתננה ואכלו ומחור לנוכרי. In Zerachim Chavdal Adam at Beis also V'lakach HaKoyim Min Adam Be'etzbo V'Nosan V'darshim V'lakach HaZbo V'etzbo V'Nosan U'bevadai Eze Diyuk Echriach L'Chazal L'Drosh B'chol HaNiken. What was the Diyuk that made Chazal make this drasha? These drashas of darshaning the middle words twice. Tam kacha, they're not going to darshan. So too, the ein, we made the diuk that it shouldn't have said ein, because ein implies not negating completely, but that doesn't make sense in the context. The fact that the Torah used the word ein, it's in order that the word ein should go before and after. Vizera ein, ein la, uben ein, ein lo, ve'ed ein, ve'ed ein, Ainba. So we're darshaning the middle word ain, since it's an extra word, an unnecessary word, we're darshaning it both the beginning and at the end, darshaning it twice. In other words, even zera, that's ain, ainla. What does it mean, zera, that's ain? Zera, that's not. Zera, that's not the normal zera. Even that type of zera she doesn't have. Also ben, talking about Yerusha, uben ain, not the normal type of ben, not a regular son, the son of a son, the daughter of a son, etc. Like the Gemara there, Darshan's in Bava Basra. Uben ein, ein la. Even such a child, he doesn't have. Filu aid, ein. An aid that's not an aid, ein ba. And therefore we can Darshan, there's not even one aid. Or there's not even an aid puzzle. So an aid, that's an ain, ain ba. Nimtza, says Rabbi Olevsky Zatzal. I'm so happy that we're bringing him and his Torah back to life. She'im haya omer belo zera, belo ben, belo aid, but would have said without seed, without a son, without an aid. So even though this lashon is shlilah hechletit, it's absolute negation, but that would have only negated regular seed. But zera pasul wouldn't have negated. And legabe yibum, we only would have said he doesn't have a son, but it doesn't include a mamzer. If he has a mamzer son, then he still has to do yibum, because it only negates general seed, usual seed. So that's why it has the extra lashon of ein. Even the type of seed that's ein, uben ein lo. Even a ben that's ein lo. Even a son that's a mamzer, who's not a typical son, even such a son he doesn't have. Because if he would have such a son, he'd be pater from Yibum. If it wouldn't have said Aim, he wouldn't have known that. He would have said a mamzer son doesn't pater from Yibum. And the same thing by Edus, by the Sota. If it said there was no aid, below aid, so then we would have said aid is to aid in Ksherim. But if there's one aid, she does drink. So therefore, even an aid ain, there's not even an aid that's not. That's not a normal eight. Ve'ed ein ba. Ve'ed ein ba. An eight, that's not a normal eight. Because normally a normal eight is two eidim, two kasher eidim. They don't even have an eight that's not a normal eight, meaning one eight. Even one eight you don't have. So it's like the ein is doubled up. Miut achar miut, lehorot al shlilut yetera. It is negating even more than the lashon of lo. Normally we said ein means not now, but yes in the future. But here we're darshaning that even a non-type of, we saw that by ein la menachem, but in the future there will be a menachem. But here it can't mean not in, that in the future there will be, like we explained before. That doesn't work. So it must be even the not typical types, even v'zera einla, even zera posel einla, even a zera ein einla, even a non-zera she doesn't have. And therefore, since that's going to be the diuk, that it's shlila yiseira, it's mamish an extra negation, even more than the regular lashon of lo. So we're not going to say there isn't now, but there is in the future. That also can't make sense. So it must be we're negating even more than lo. We're negating even an irregular type of seed or child. Be'ofen. Shema she'amru ayen la or ayen alav, what does that mean? Ritzono lomar, sim eincha al mila zo kidei she'tavin she'sovevet heina ve'heina. You know what it means, ayen la or ayen alav? Look at this word and see that it goes both, it goes, it's used twice. Ve'ed ein, ein ba. V'zera ein, ein la. Even a non-zera she doesn't have. Uben ein ein lo. So look at this word very carefully. See it goes both ways. Look be'ena pakicha. And see that it goes both, like we have in Yuma Lamed Aleph and other places. That it's darshened lefana v'la'acharav. It's darshened to the previous word, the ein, and then to the next word. V'zera ein ein lo. So with this, we can add tzitzim and prachim. And maybe in the next shiur, if we're zoche, we will continue on. But it's very gratifying that we were able to have this new understanding. Amazing, exciting. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, we should be zoche to continue learning such amazing type of Torah. And we should be zocha liros neflos mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.